Welcome to the SoberCube podcast.
My name's Barry and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, where did we find hope? My story is a little bit unusual in that I found myself in hospital on March the 14th in 2020 with acute alcohol withdrawal symptoms. My marriage broke up in around the Christmas time of that year. And I moved onto a narrowboat in the UK, which gave me the perfect opportunity to shut myself away and have my own mini geographical, and I locked myself away. And basically, over the next 6 weeks, the amount that I drank increased drastically to the point where my body just couldn't cope. I ended up having to being at my sister's and calling an ambulance, and I ended up getting admitted into hospital because there were free beds, because at that stage nobody was going to hospital due to the COVID, the threat of the coronavirus. And I knew as soon as I went into hospital, and as soon as I was admitted and I received the treatment that I did, I began to feel completely different. I'd had a go at sobriety recovery back in 2009, but wasn't really committed, didn't really accept that I was an alcoholic. So I went back out and carried on drinking for another 12 or so years. I think this time the difference was, from the minute that I was treated in hospital, I did feel completely different in the way that I'd felt to 2009. I was kept in hospital for 2 days, and when I was released, I attended my first face-to-face meeting in the hometown where I live in the UK. And again, as soon as I walked into the meeting, I felt a warm, almost family, comforting arms wrapped around me as I walked in. Apparently, I didn't look very well, as I wasn't at the time. But again, the feeling of hope and the feeling that there was a different path ahead of me really started to grow from that point. At that point, my journey got a bit unusual because all of the UK meetings were locked down due to coronavirus. And I ended up finding myself in Zoom meetings, and I Googled Zoom AA meetings and found myself on the AA Times website in Melbourne. And really, from when I attended my first meeting in Melbourne and Victoria, that's when I really felt my recovery took off. And the feeling of anticipation, the feeling of anticipation of warmth and a knowledge that there was a better way for me than I'd been carrying on for the previous 40 years I'd been drinking for, it was overwhelming. The feeling of the strong sense of hope that I felt really started to come after I got past the first couple of milestones, my first Easter, my first few weeks in sobriety, and I began to feel completely physically and mentally different. I found a sponsor in the UK who was great at focusing me on the 12 steps, but it really was through attending the meetings in Victoria that I started to get a really strong sense of belonging in the community of AA. And I think it was my third or fourth month in AA, attending meetings at Victoria, that I began to do service at AA at Zoom meetings in Victoria. And just the feeling of hope and gratitude really grew on me, really, as the months went on and I passed a year sober on the 14th of March, just gone. The strength that I have in the program now and this feeling of hope that I have constantly is overwhelming. And I can't say how grateful I am to AA in Victoria for literally saving me and putting me on the right track. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberCube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.